in page 247 of Uriah Smith's book, coming to the very close of this commentary on verse 16, speaking about responding to a quarrel for power that was going on with among the Israelites itself. It talks about when Pompey comes back to Jerusalem to deal with these people that were resisting his power. And I'm going to cut into a paragraph. And it says, speaking about the siege that he put on Jerusalem, he says, At the end of 3 months, a breach was made in the wall sufficient for an assault, and the place was carried at the point of the sword. In the terrible slaughter that ensued, 12,000 persons were slain. It was an affecting sight, observes a historian, to see the priest engage at the time in divine service with calm hand and steady purpose pursue their accustomed work, apparently unconscious of the wild tumult, until their own blood was mingled with that of the sacrifices they were offering. After putting an end to the war, Pompey demolished the walls of Jerusalem, transferred several cities from the jurisdiction of Judea to that of Syria, and imposed tribute on the Jews. For the first time, Jerusalem was by conquest placed in the hands of Rome, that power which was to hold the glorious land in its iron grasp till it had utterly consumed it. The point that I want to stress here that will have a bearing on the final verses in this chapter is that when Rome conquered the glorious land in verse 16, they weren't just overthrowing the religion of the Jews or destroying the temple. They were taking control of the country of Israel, the glorious land. And we got to keep that in the back of our mind if we're going to correctly divide the word of God when we get to the end. Now, in verse 17, it says, "He shall also set his face to enter with strength, with the strength of his whole kingdom, and upright ones with him. Thus shall he do, and he shall give him the daughter of woman, corrupting her, but she shall not stand on his side, neither be for him. After this," verse 18, "shall he turn his face unto the isles, and shall take many, but a prince for his own behalf shall cause the reproach offered by him to cease. Without his own reproach, he shall cause it to turn upon him. Then he shall turn his face toward the fort of his own land, but he shall stumble and fall and not be found." All Adventist commentators, as far as I know, will tell you that what's being described here initially in verse 17 is that Rome at this point determines that it's going to use its strength to conquer the entire kingdom. And the entire kingdom in verse 17 is the entire kingdom of Alexander the Great. In other words,